Doctor.
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 And doctor. Well, we miss anyone?
He's Northwestern Medicine VP. Call Dr. Morse right now.
Dr. Kevin Morse, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. And, Doc, good morning to you.
Good morning, Steve. It's bright and early for you.
It's quite early, and I have good news for you. However, the Mueller report says you did not collude with any Russians. So we're
I don't know if that was final, was it?
Was I totally clear? Look at the next paragraph. It says you're not exonerated at either. It says you're not guilty, but you're not innocent. So I don't know. I don't know what to make of it.
That was my concern.
What topic shall we take up this morning?
Well, we could take up whatever you'd like to take up, but I think one of the things that we should discuss is, you know, Governor Pritzker has been a bill put in front of him to limit the age for the ability to purchase cigarettes to the age of 21.
That's a good
statewide
thing.
It is a good thing. You know, we have about 35 cities right now that limit it to 21, and the city of Chicago is one of them. But he would make it statewide, which I think is a good thing. Others might disagree with me, but really I think it is.
So you can't really price people out of this habit, right? I mean, the price of a pack of cigarettes is crazy high, but people still smoke.
Yeah, you can't price people out. So really, one of the main important things of moving this from 18 to 21 is numerous studies have shown that if you can delay someone to start smoking till after the age of 21, the chance of them even starting smoking drops dramatically. So what we're really trying to do is keep these kids away from cigarettes early, because every smoker you know, Steve, what do they want to do? They want to quit, right?
Sure.
They found themselves in a bad habit and they want to quit, but unfortunately they're addicted to that nicotine portion of it, and it's very difficult for them to do.
Do we know why it's so addictive? I mean, for instance, my father smoked four packs a day. Four packs a day.
Yeah.
And swore he was going to quit, and eventually did near the end of his life. When, you know, we should have said, well, it's too late now, I'm just going to keep smoking. What is it about nicotine and tobacco and nicotine that makes it so incredibly addictive? Because a lot of people will say it's more addictive than many hard drugs.
Yeah, it is right up there. When you talk about addiction properties, it's right up there with, you know, cocaine. It's right up there with the opioids. You know, it hits a pleasure center in our brain, and it makes us continue to want that and crave that. So it's a chemical that can cross the blood-brain barrier, get into the brain, and it causes us to really want it even more. So it is. It's so highly addictive, which is really the difficult thing. And breaking the addiction is important because the number of cancers that are associated with cigarette smoking, we could talk the entire morning and not touch on all of them. So we know that it's very toxic. We know there's chemicals in the cigarettes as well that cause cancer, and we need to stop it. We need to slow it down.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
So is the age limit going to be the same for the vaping as well?
Yes. And Mary, that's probably one of the more important things. We say, oh, it's cigarette smoking. No, it's going to be tobacco products, so it will be the vaping as well. Vaping is one thing right now that is used. They quote that it's a way to quit smoking, but it actually, many people feel that it's a way that it's a gateway for younger kids to start smoking, because this is a little gadget. It's kind of cool. The other thing is you can put a flavor into the smoke or into the oil so that it decreases the harshness of the tobacco, which allows you to inhale deeper, and actually the addictive properties for it get increased because of that.
So what do we know? Is vaping safer at all? There's no conclusive study that it is there?
Yep, that's the biggest problem. We don't have any long-term studies on vaping to say that it's going to be better, that it's going to be worse. You know, what they're saying is, oh, we've taken a lot of the carcinogens out, and it's really just the nicotine in the oil. But we don't know that, and we haven't had enough time with enough people using it for a regular period of time to see what the long-term effects are. That's probably going to be the hard thing, because a lot of people will vape and then stop vaping and go to cigarettes. So it's going to be tough to make that comparison in a long-term study.
I know, Steve, you're not on the Edens, but right now there's digital billboards running that say it's nicotine that looks like candy, kind of, you know, like that they're trying to go against kids so that they don't, like, it's because it looks like a fun little kazoo or something, Dacmos, like you said, it's a fun little gadget. They're like, this is still bad. This is still nicotine, and you shouldn't be doing it as a young person.
I like the idea that you thought teenagers like kazoos.
Yeah.
That was,
and yet all the vaping places keep opening up.
I know.
Constantly. I've noticed like three more in my area. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, Mayor, that's probably one of the biggest things. We have had a decrease in teenage smoking for probably the last 7 to 10 years. In the last year, year and a half now, that is reversed. And it's thought to be because of vaping and because of the availability of vaping and the age that's being allowed. So for the first time, we're back to the years 10 years ago, teenage smoking rates, after a long decline of the great efforts that we were making to decrease this. So unfortunately, these vaping stores that are opening, these ability to buy vaping tools, have caused this to come back.
All right, so vaping is no better than cigarettes until we know that it is, and we know that the answer here is to get off everything. But let me ask you about a couple of things. Hookah! Hookah!
Yeah. So hookah, you know, it's the water pipe. You know, people have probably seen hookah stores opening as well, a place that the people can go and smoke tobacco using the water pipes. The bad thing about
I had my hair braided this weekend just so I could go into a hookah store.
Well, out there it probably would fit in. But what we see now is with these water pipes is that there's also a charcoal base to help them burn the tobacco. So you're actually increasing a lot of carbon monoxide at the exact same time, a lot of chemicals. And again, we don't know the long-term effects of this. But unfortunately, it has been shown to be a gateway to cigarettes as well for youths.
You know, we just were out at the Sox Park this weekend in baseball. As you know, Doc, when you and I were growing up, everybody chewed. You saw guys chewing. You saw guys, especially the manager, smoking in the dugout.
Yep.
That doesn't apply to the current generation of ball players hardly at all. But there are still some guys who chew. MLB has tried very hard to make it go away. It hasn't gone away completely. But talk about the dangers of chewing tobacco.
Yeah, and kudos to MLB, because really, if you think about chewing tobacco, what do you think of? You know, you think of baseball players and cowboys, probably, right? Mm-hmm. That's the picture that comes to your mind. And MLB said, whoa, hold on a second. We have had too many deaths, too many bad things have happened to players because of this. They've taken it out of the dugout, so it's not allowed in the dugouts now, where it used to be there'd just be packs of it around and you would use it. But we also know that the number of oral cancers, tongue cancers, pharyngeal cancers, upper airway cancers from chewing tobacco is very, very bad. You're taking this toxic chemical and this toxic drug and applying it to your skin for long periods of time, and sure enough, you get exactly what we would expect, a huge increase in oral cancers. So, you know, we lost great baseball players. You know, if you look historically, Babe Ruth died from this. So it's a great thing that the MLB is doing this. It's a great thing that you have mothers that saying it's gross when you spit. So it's not as cool as the vaping, that's for sure.
Steve, when growing up, my dentist had a poster of a really good looking teenage football player boy before, just looking normal, and then after, he had had jaw cancer from chewing tobacco, and his lost his whole, like, his face was disfigured from having the cancer removed, and it scared me. Like, if people saw that, if kids saw what it could do to your face, you know, it's disfiguring. Forget about dying. You could not die and walk around with no lower jaw because of the cancer.
Yeah,
and sometimes that visual is going to be enough to scare people.
I'll never get it out of my head.
Yeah, because if you think about lung cancer, we don't see it. Sometimes you'll see the cigarette commercials or the stop smoking commercials where the person's on a ventilator or uses, you know, a different way to breathe. But that one's a very visual one from a young athlete that you would hope that really has an impact.
We'll take a break, come back, and Doc, I want you to talk about, we've talked about this recently, but it all bears repeating, ways to quit, what we know, what can help, what maybe is just talk. More with Dr. Kevin Most in a moment, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. The pursuit of better health care starts here. Back, more with Dr. Kevin Most, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. The pursuit of better health care starts here. And Doc, our pal Kurt Byram is back in the Valley briefly this weekend. We weren't able to connect, but looking forward to having him on soon. And will he be joining us this summer?
Yes, he will. Yes. He and Tom and Chris will be out helping us raise some money for Northwestern, and we'll have a good time that day.
Yeah, big golf outing for the foundation. And again, for people that hear raising money for Northwestern, they go, don't they have enough? Explain what the hospitals do with the money that's raised.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. What we'll often do is we'll take a project that's not funded through regular capital and regular operations funds and something that we wouldn't do or couldn't afford to do, and then take it that next step. You know, last year we were working on a cancer center for patients where they can go and they can have respite. They can figure out new ways to cook, new coping techniques for their chemotherapy. So, you know, it's great when we take those funds on things that we wouldn't have done and still go ahead and do them. And surely, you know, Northwestern has cutting edge pretty much everything, but the ability to take that additional step with the because of the generosity of others really kind of makes it a special event.
All right, we only have a minute or two here, and we talked about this before, and there's no magic bullet that suddenly is going to get you to quit smoking today, but what do we know works best?
Yeah, you know, probably the big things are, it's a couple steps. One, you have to decide that you're going to quit and kind of make your own plan if you can. You have to make sure that you're ready for the mental side of it, because that is one of the more difficult sides of it. And then we have many ways that you can get away from the nicotine replacement, whether that is a patch, whether that is gum, you know, so at least you're getting that nicotine that's taken away, that craving portion of it. Then we also have, you know, medications now. Chantix is a great drug, and you'll probably see that over and over. You know, the person that needs that additional little help to get stopped. Probably the big thing is that a lot of people, they get their incentive to quit smoking often when it's too late. Something drastic has happened in their life. They've been diagnosed with lung cancer, something else has happened, and a heart attack, et cetera. So, you know, try to make sure that you take that ability to quit earlier. CT scans are the only thing that we really can do to screen individuals between the age of 55 and 80 who can smoke currently or have quit within the last 15 years. They're eligible to have a CAT scan to see if we can find the cancer early enough before you have symptoms, and those are the ones that can be treated.
Thank you, Doc, as always, and we will have Pat Brady join us after 7 to see if you have been exonerated any further.
That'd be great.
As of right now, you and Putin are not friends.
Perfect.
Thank you, Doc.
You got it. We'll talk to you guys soon.